The Apple Tree by Jay Galsworthy. The Apple Tree, the Singing, and the Gold. Murray's Hippolytus of Euripides. On their silver wedding day, Ashurst and his wife were motoring along the outskirts of the moor, intending to crown the festival by stopping the night at Torquay, where they had first met. This was the idea of Stella Ashurst, whose character contained a streak of sentiment. If she had long lost the blue-eyed, flower-like charm, the cool, slim purity of face and form, the apple-blossom colouring, which had so swiftly and so oddly affected Ashurst 26 years ago, she was still, at 43, a comely and faithful companion, whose cheeks were faintly mottled, and whose grey-blue eyes had acquired a certain fullness. It was she who stopped the car, where the common rose steeply to the left, and a narrow strip of larch and beech, with here and there a pine, stretched out toward the valley, between the road and the first long high hill of the full moor. She was looking for a place where they might lunch, for Ashurst never looked for anything, and this, between the golden firs and the feathery green larches, smelling of lemons in the last sun of April, this was a view into the deep valley and up to the long moor heights, seemed fitting to the decisive nature of one who sketched in watercolours and loved romantic spots. Grasping her paint-box, she got out. "Won't this do, Frank?" Ashurst, rather like a bearded Schiller, grey in the wings, tall, long-legged, with large, remote grey eyes which sometimes filled with meaning and became almost beautiful, with nose a little to one side and bearded lips just open, Ashurst, 48 and silent, grasped the luncheon basket and got out too.
"Oh, look, Frank, a